Hi, I'm Taylor. I'm 12 years old, and you're listening to Kids Commute from Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Taylor. Good morning, kids commuters. Here we are on the last day of Firebird Week on IPR's Kids Commute. We'll finish the story of Stravinsky's ballet and give you a Quizlet answer later in the show. When we last left Prince Ivan, he'd been rescued by the Firebird, who made Koschei and all his bad guys dance like crazy till they passed out. So the bad guys are all asleep. Now what? Fortunately, the princesses have been paying attention while held captive by Koschei, and they happen to know a very important piece of information. Remember how I said that Koschei keeps his soul hidden in an egg, and he can't be killed until the egg is destroyed? Well, Ivan is spared an egg hunt because one of the princesses knows exactly where it is. Ivan smashes it, and that's the end of Koschei. Here's a little bit of Koschei's ending music. Now, what follows is one of my favorite ever pieces of classical music. I love this so much. After the egg is smashed, it's like the light finally returns to Koschei's gloomy garden. Slowly but surely, all of his evil enchantments are ended. The statues all wake up one at a time and turn back into normal people and animals. The princesses are all freed. Ivan marries one of them with the blessing of the Firebird, and all the good guys get what I think is some of the happiest music ever written. See what you think. Starting with the death of Koschei the Deathless, here's the end of Igor Stravinsky's Firebird Ballet. Hooray! Everybody's free! What did you think of that last piece of music? Does that make you as happy as it does me? Send me a message. Let me know at our website, kidscommute.org. I hope you enjoyed Russian composer Igor Stravinsky's fairy tale ballet, The Firebird. Now, let's answer that firebird quizlet. Another kind of famous firebird comes from stories from the ancient Greeks and Egyptians, lives a long life, bursts into flame, reborn from its own ashes. Dumbledore has a pet one of these named Fox. It's also the same name as the capital of the state of Arizona. The answer is the phoenix. Congrats to you if you got that one right, and don't worry if you didn't. We'll have a whole new quizlet for you with a new theme next week. Thanks for spending the week listening to the Firebird Ballet with me on Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello.
And I'm producer Tony.
Happy Friday. See you next week.